What happens when tech giants that usually compete decide to work together? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Google joining forces with OpenAI to adopt Anthropic's Model Context Protocol. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where AI agents from different companies actually speak the same language. That's the promise of the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, which Anthropic open-sourced late last year. And now, with Google announcing its support for MCP, we're seeing a shift towards greater collaboration in the AI industry. This protocol lets AI systems access data stores, developer spaces, and business applications more seamlessly, which is crucial for enhancing their performance. It's no secret that AI agents are becoming more prevalent, acting as assistants to help complete a myriad of tasks. But their effectiveness is often limited by the data they can access. In high security and enterprise environments, integrating agents with various systems and data sources individually is not just tedious, but also challenging to scale. That's where MCP comes in, offering a single standard to streamline this process. Google's announcement comes just weeks after OpenAI revealed its own plans to adopt MCP. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, mentioned the protocol would eventually be available for ChatGPT on desktop and in app form, although the timeline remains unclear. This move towards embracing common standards could mark a significant change in how AI companies operate, potentially leading to more open-source tools and collaboration across the board. Demis Hassabis, co-founder and CEO of Google DeepMind, expressed enthusiasm about this development. He called MCP a good protocol and noted it's rapidly becoming an open standard for the AI agentic era. With Google's Gemini models and software development kit set to support MCP, the stage is set for further innovation and industry-wide cooperation. Other companies like Block, Apollo, Zed, Replit, Codeium, and SourceGraph have also embraced MCP, signaling a broader trend in the tech industry. As more companies invest in AI agents, this shift towards open standards could be a game changer, making AI technology more accessible and effective across different platforms. Here's a bold move in the AI subscription space. Anthropic has just introduced a $200 per month max plan for its Claude chatbot, targeting power users who need more from their AI tools. This puts Anthropic head-to-head with OpenAI's ChatGPT Pro, which carries the same price tag. So what's the big deal? Imagine you're a power user relying on generative AI tools for demanding tasks. You're constantly pushing the limits of what's possible. Anthropic's new max plan is designed specifically for you, offering 20 times the usage allowance of its standard Pro plan. That's like having a sports car in a world of sedans. More speed, more power, more everything. Why does this matter? Well, as the generative AI market heats up, companies are not only racing to innovate, but also to create sustainable business models. By offering this high-tier subscription, Anthropic is aiming to capture a segment of users who are willing to pay a premium for advanced features and priority access to new models. In their blog post, Anthropic mentioned that the Max plan was crafted in response to demand from their most active users. These users have been asking for expanded access to Claude, and Anthropic is delivering. It's a clear signal that the company is listening to its user base and adapting to meet their needs. Now, if you're not quite a power user but still want more than the standard offering, Anthropic has you covered with a $100 plan that gives five times the Pro usage. This flexibility in pricing lets users scale their AI access based on actual needs, which is a smart move in a competitive market. With tech giants like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google backing various AI labs, monetizing sophisticated language models is becoming a key focus. Anthropic's Claude, often seen as a more steerable and safer alternative to OpenAI's ChatGPT, is marketed with an emphasis on transparency and user control. This introduction of high-tier plans reflects a broader trend in the industry. It's not just about creating cutting-edge AI, but also about making it accessible and financially viable. Big news for Anthropic as they bring on Guillaume Princen, a former executive from Stripe, to spearhead their European expansion. If you're not familiar with Princen, he was a pivotal figure at Stripe, being their first employee outside the United States. During his 7 years there, he masterminded Stripe's European operations, opening a dozen offices and leading their successful expansion across the continent. Now he's taking his expertise to Anthropic as they prepare to hire 100 new staff to bolster their presence in Europe. So why is this hiring such a big deal? Well, Anthropic's recent $3.5 billion fundraise, which valued the company at a whopping $61.5 billion, shows they're serious about scaling up. With Princen at the helm of their European operations, Anthropic is looking to tap into the growing demand for advanced AI capabilities that prioritize security and privacy. It's a strategic move that could solidify their position as a leader in the AI space, especially in regions with high expectations around data protection. Princen himself mentioned that European organizations are increasingly choosing Claude, Anthropic's ChatGPT equivalent, for its intelligence and coding prowess. And it's not just businesses. Consumers are also drawn to its conversational charm and thoughtful design. To meet this rising demand, Anthropic plans to create over 100 new roles this year dedicated to supporting their expanding European customer base. The expansion will focus primarily on their offices in Dublin and London, where they already have a significant presence. Anthropic employs about 50 people in London, including Cyprien de Masson d'Autum, an ex-SocGen engineer and Google DeepMind researcher. This move is part of a broader strategy to deepen their investment in Europe, which they've been eyeing as a key region since launching Claude there last year. Daniela Amade, president and co-founder of Anthropic, emphasized that EMEA has been central to their vision from the start. The rapid organic growth they've seen in Europe confirms the region's strategic importance to Anthropic's future. With Princen on board, they're now ready to move forward with a thoughtful and impactful expansion, ensuring their approach to responsible AI development aligns with Europe's high standards. Have you ever wondered how college students are using AI chatbots like Claude? Well, Anthropic has just released some eye-opening data that gives us a glimpse into the academic world and how it's evolving with AI. Let's break it down. Picture this. University students from diverse majors are tapping into the potential of AI to assist with their studies. According to Anthropic's analysis of over 500,000 conversations, computer science students are leading the charge, making up nearly 37% of Claude's user base. It's not too surprising, given their familiarity with tech tools, but it's fascinating to see the numbers. So, what are these students using Claude for? Anthropic categorized their interactions into four key types: direct problem solving, direct output creation, collaborative problem solving, and collaborative output creation. Whether they're seeking direct answers or working alongside Claude to create content, students are exploring a variety of academic tasks with this AI assistant. Interestingly, about 39% of conversations involved students using Claude to create and improve educational content, like designing practice questions or summarizing academic material. Another 34% were using it to tackle technical assignments, from debugging code to breaking down math problems. It's a testament to how AI is becoming a versatile tool in education. But there's a flip side. Some educators worry that AI might become a crutch, potentially stifling the development of critical thinking skills. Anthropic's report highlights these concerns, noting that while AI can aid learning, it's crucial to ensure students are still engaging deeply with their material. On a brighter note, the data suggests AI's potential for personalization in education. By tailoring lesson plans and providing individualized support, AI like Claude could revolutionize how students learn. Anthropic is even experimenting with a learning mode that emphasizes the Socratic method, aiming to foster conceptual understanding over just providing answers. So, what does this all mean for the future of education? As AI continues to integrate into academic settings, it'll be crucial to strike a balance, leveraging its capabilities while ensuring it complements traditional learning methods. The insights from Anthropic's study offer a glimpse into a future where AI supports, rather than supplants, the educational journey. That's it for today's Anthropic AI Daily Brief. As AI tools like Claude become more embedded in education, the challenge and opportunity lie in using them to enhance learning without undermining critical thinking. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.